What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll pay tribute to the legendary jazz saxophonist Wayne Shorter. He passed away in March at the age of 89. During his career, Shorter recorded with Indiana Avenue jazz legends, including Freddie Hubbard, James Spalding, and J.J. Johnson. For the next hour, we'll celebrate the life of Wayne Shorter by listening to his recordings with the legends of Indiana Avenue. Wayne Shorter was born in New Jersey in 1933. He came to prominence in the late 1950s as a member of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. From 1964 to 1970, Shorter was a member of the Miles Davis Quintet, appearing on classic Miles Davis albums, including ESP, In a Silent Way, and Bitches Brew. In 1970, Shorter co-founded Weather Report, an all-star jazz fusion band that attained great popularity with music fans around the globe. Shorter also recorded over two dozen albums as a leader, including the classic jazz albums Juju, Native Dancer, Supernova, and Speak No Evil, which featured Naptown's own Freddie Hubbard. Up next, we'll listen to a track from Speak No Evil. This is Wayne Shorter with Wild Flower, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. That was Wayne Shorter with Wild Flower, featuring Naptown's own Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Wayne Shorter and Freddie Hubbard worked together extensively throughout their lives. During the early 1960s, they performed with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Up next, we'll hear a track from the Jazz Messengers featuring Wayne Shorter and Freddie Hubbard. Off the album, Three Blind Mice, this is Plexus. ¶¶ That was Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers with Plexus, featuring Wayne Shorter on tenor sax and Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Freddie Hubbard appeared on four of Wayne Shorter's albums, including his third album, Waning Moments. We'll listen to a track from that record now. From 1962, this is Powder Keg. That was Wayne Shorter with Powder Keg, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. On this week's show, we're celebrating the life of Wayne Shorter by listening to his recordings with the legends of Indiana Avenue Jazz. Wayne Shorter appeared on three of Freddie Hubbard's solo recordings, including the 1962 session, Assunta. We'll hear that track now. That was Freddie Hubbard with Assunta, featuring Wayne Shorter on trumpet. Shorter and Hubbard performed together often during the late 1970s as members of the jazz supergroup VSOP. VSOP also included Herbie Hancock on keys, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Up next, we'll listen to a track from VSOP's 1977 album, Tempest in the Coliseum. This is Laura. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music featuring Wayne Shorter after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the life of Wayne Shorter by listening to his recordings with the legends of Indiana Avenue Jazz. Wayne Shorter passed away in March. He was 89 years old. In the first half of this week's show, we listened to Shorter's work with Freddie Hubbard. During the 1960s, Shorter also recorded with the Naptown saxophonist and flute player James Spalding. Spalding appeared on three of Shorter's albums, including The Soothsayer, The All-Seeing Eye, and Schizophrenia. Up next, we'll listen to tracks from all three of those albums. This is Wayne Shorter with False Tryst, Face of the Deep, and Kryptonite. That was Wayne Shorter with Kryptonite. That track was written by the Naptown jazz great James Spalding and features Spalding on flute. On this week's show, we're celebrating the life of Wayne Shorter by listening to his recordings with the legends of Indiana Avenue Jazz. And we'll end with the 1988 track Shorter recorded with trombonist J.J. Johnson. From Johnson's album Heroes, this is In Walked Wayne. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for this celebration of Wayne Shorter. He passed away in March at the age of 89. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.